Right, I'm talking to you.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great.
So I did try to reach you yesterday a couple of times. I did try to reach you on Sally as well. I left a voice message. I sent the text to you. I hope you got it. Did you? Okay. Miss Rini, by chance, are you traveling to North Carolina in the last 1 week? You are not. Ah. So it is not you who have been trying to log into your account from North Carolina on Saturday. So by chance, is there any or family member, any close relative who lives over there who has any kind of access to your account? On Saturday around 4 o'clock, someone tried to log into your... Now, let me explain you the purpose of my call and why I'm trying to reach you out, sir. On Saturday around 4 o'clock, your account being logged in 2 times from North Carolina. Once it's been logged in on Apple iPhone, and the second time it will log in on a Windows laptop. And there are two charges being attempted on the account. The one is close to $250, another one is close to a $600. And both the charges being attempted to buy in some kind of cryptocurrency like a Bitcoin. Now, the moment these charges being attempted, we check it out, all the previous record, and we never found like you are in any kind of cryptocurrency, you have done these kind of transactions in the past. Second, we never found your account ever been logged in from North Carolina. So due to these suspicious activities, unusual activities, I would say, we have marked those charges and a red flag, so nothing been debited from account. Now, so by chance, are you into any kind of cryptocurrency like a Bitcoin or gold coin, anything? Or in the since these people have been trying to buy some kind of cryptocurrency, as I said, now I don't know whether you have any kind of knowledge about crypto or not. Because if you take an example, today you really want to go to buy any crypto. You cannot buy any crypto unless you will not create any profile on any crypto platform like Coinbase or other anything. Now it looks like it identity theft case. Now by chance, in the last 15 to 20 days, you get any promotional email related to cryptocurrency or gold and you open that email? Anything happen like this? Okay. So whatever the charges, which I just told you, these are all bogus. These has nothing to do with you, right? I'm asking you, sir. Michael Taylor. I'm calling from the head office from the Fraud and Compliance Unit Chaser. Okay. Now, before I cancel these charges and before I get more into it and figure it out, like since you have nothing to do in North Carolina, then how these people got an access of your account, I just need to make sure, like, yes, I'm talking to the account holder. I'm not talking to any third party. I have a couple of security questions for you. First of all, can you confirm your registered email address, which is in the Chase record? Okay, just hold on. And how many accounts you're holding with us? And so do you remember what was the last 2 transactions you made on your checking account?
How much is that for?
How much is that? Thank you. And after making that payment, have you used your card in last 2 days, your debit card, and in your grocery store?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the last available balance in your checking account? In your check-in. And what are you saving? What were you saving? All right. That's all. Thank you very much for verifying your identity. I'm just going to go ahead and going to cancel these charges. And I'm also going to update the securities on account. Now, Ms. Arun, while I'm doing that, I just... acknowledge on Saturday first these people have been attempted these charges on your Chase account. Once the Chase has been declined these charges, then these people did try to reach out to your other financial institutions as well. So apart from Chase, do you deal with any kind of investment institutions like my Visa, JP Morgan Stanley or something? Any trade that is powered by Morgan Stanley only? I hope you know that. And have you any clue, like, what was the last, have you any idea what was the last available balance portfolio with your E-Trade? Okay. Thank you very much to verify these informations. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm just going to work on it. And when did you log into your account last time? And what was what kind of device do you use to log in with us, Mr. Radin? Like, is it your mobile phone, your computer? And the computer is the only device which you use, or apart from your computer, is there any other device which you use to log in with us? The computer which you generally use to log in with us, sir, apart from you, is there anyone else who has any kind of access to your computer?
I'm sorry?
Like any of your family member, anyone?
You're the only one.
And Mr. Rene, is the first time when you have this kind of in the past as well? I said, it is the first time when you have this kind of trouble, or you have this kind of trouble in the past as well? No. No, no, no. I can see some red flag on my system here. Last year, in the month of April, you have reported something, you have ordered something online for $21, but you never got that. Although the money been refunded to you back, but you never got that product. You reported it. Do you remember what was that? You don't remember that. And there was another occasion you had reported regarding your credit card, like your credit card being tried to be misused from Florida to buy some kind of air tickets. Okay, fine. Now, if you can please get a piece of paper and pen handy, you write down all the credentials about myself. Are you ready? It's Michael Taylor.
Take your time, please.
Taylor. Yeah, T-A-Y-L-O-R. My ID number, my badge number is 21680. No, no, 21680. My direct phone number, the one which I'm talking to, that is 1-845-674-93. Yes. After that, 9376. Yeah, that is the same number where I'm calling you right now. This is my direct line. This is my direct line. And this is Chase Bank Fraud and Compliance Unit, New York. Right. New York. You can save this number in your contact list if you wish. If apart from this ongoing issue, if there is any other concern in future, you're most welcome. You can reach me anytime. All right. Now, Mr. Arena, while I'm giving in a quick scan, it looks like so far, although it is very early to say anything, but it looks like it is complete. Basically, what these hackers has been done, they have been sent to hackers attack. Basically, what these hackers has been done, they have been sent to you some kind of phishing email. Along with the email, they sent you some kind of viruses, like some kind of malware. Now, unfortunately, or by chance, you have opened those email. Now, the moment you open those email, that means whatever you browse on your device, I mean, whenever you log in with us, you pay your bills online, you do shopping online, I mean, whatever you do, all these informations automatically saved in the browsing history. And from there, these people have been picked up the information and start scamming. That is how these people got an access. Now, it is because you're in mountain time, your time is not even calling you at 9:30 from now. Meanwhile, I'm just going to work on account and going to figure it out, what else. So if I'll give you a call at 9:30, will that be work with you, or do you need to go work or something? Are you working from home? All right, I'm going to call you between 9:30 and 10. So, and this is my direct line. You can, as soon as I hung up, you can save this number in your contact list if you want. If you have any other concern in future as well, most welcome. You can reach me anytime. All right. The rest, don't get panic or anything. I'm keeping a close eyes on an account. But it is very important to figure it out, like how someone got an access of your account. That is what I'm trying to do. Huh? Any question, anything you want to ask me for the time being? No, you leave it as it is. No. You don't need to do anything. Do whatever you like to do. It is all good to go. But yes, as I said, I'm keeping your account under the surveillance and I'm monitoring all the activities on the account now, like how it is all been happened. So once we have all those information, we can fix each and everything for once and all. Rest, everything is okay. Only the trouble, only the threat which I can see on the account is how someone got an access without your knowledge. That is important. And last question, which I, before I hung up the phone, I want to ask you. With Morgan Stanley E-Trade, you do your own everything, or is there any financial advisor who is taking care of your funds? You do your own. All right. Give me a couple of hours, so I'll write back to you between 9:30 and 10. Meanwhile, just you continue. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
But at the time being, you don't need to do anything. Just you relax. I'm working on an account.
Huh?
And if you have any question, don't hesitate to reach me. This is my direct line again. You can reach me on this number.
You got it.
Thank you. Take care. I'll talk to you later.